The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. I'd like to tell you a true story that happened to some friends of mine. I only heard it recently and it made me laugh. I don't know whether it'll make you laugh as well. I've changed the names and locations slightly. It's a story about someone who I'm going to call Peter, who likes going camping. And he bought a new tent for himself, and he wanted to try it out. But Peter's garden, his back garden, isn't all that big, and he realised there wasn't going to be enough room in it to put the tent up. So he rang up a couple of other friends, who are called Graham and Dawn, who have a rather larger house and a rather larger garden. And he said to them, look, would it be possible for me to come and put my tent up on your back lawn? I just want to see how it works and get it all right before we go off camping. And they said, fine, when do you want to come? He said, oh, I don't know, Wednesday afternoon, say about 2 o'clock. And they said, fine, we may be out, but we'll leave the side gate open so you can just let yourself through and just get on with it. Well, Wednesday afternoon came and they happened to be in. And at 2 o'clock they looked out and there was no one there. And still by 2:30 there was no one there, which they thought was a little bit strange. But they thought, oh, well, maybe he's going to come round a bit later. Well, Graham and Dawn live on Derby Road at number 2. At 2:15, the lady at number 2 Stoke Road looked out of the window and was amazed to see someone she'd never met before wearing a Guinness cap, putting a tent up on her back lawn. What has this to do with us? Well, that phrase, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, the dwelling, made his dwelling bit, can be translated as pitched his tent with us. That works in their culture. For us, putting a tent up doesn't work, but in an ancient Eastern culture, it does work. Many people lived in tents. It symbolized God coming to be one of us and to live with us. God becoming human. Not ceasing to be God, but adding humanity to his godness and coming among us. Now, I want to make a single point this evening, give you something to think about this Christmas. And I deliberately angled a little bit provocatively. The message of that is that Jesus Christ wants to come and pitch his tent on the back lawn of your life. And he'll do it if you ask him. And if he does, he will change your life in all the ways that you need it most. I wonder how you feel about that. You might say, well, I don't have a back lawn. I live in a flat. Well, meaning it metaphorically, the back lawn of your life. In other words, to come into the heart of who you are. You might say, well, Jesus is just a myth. Actually, it's not. He's not a myth. I don't think any historian would say that he was a myth. He was certainly alive. He certainly lived and died. Oh, he's just a good man who's dead. You can give me a bit of advice, but the idea of him coming into my life is rubbish. Well, actually, he's more than a good man. He was God himself. And he did die, yeah, sure. But he also rose from the dead, which means he's alive again today. Oh, well, he came once all those years ago, was pitching his tent stuff, just shows how long ago and how distant it was. That's nothing to do with me. No, he is for you as well. He came once for everybody. Oh, you might say, well, my lawn, my back lawn, that's me, that's my life. Why should I let him in? What right does he have? Oh, well, actually, it's not. Your life isn't your own. He gave it to you. He made you. You didn't bring yourself into being. And as your maker, he wants a relationship with you. And actually, you can have that. John, his great friend, talked about people receiving him, becoming children of God by doing that. That can be true for you. And if you do receive him, as I said, you will receive change in all the ways your life needs it most. For a start, you'll be forgiven for all of your sin because of Jesus' death on the cross. For another thing, you'll live eternally with God in heaven, in a new universe, rather than in hell, which is the alternative. And you will be in touch with reality, with God himself, for you to know and serve, to give meaning and purpose and hope to your life. It's almost 30 years ago to the day since that happened to me. It really was. It was just a few days before Christmas, 1980. And I'd been thinking about becoming a Christian for a while, not really understanding it, sort of clicking, not realising I needed to actually do something and open myself to him. And someone said to me, well, where's Jesus in your life? And is he on the outside? Is he on the inside? And I had to think for a moment, and I said, well, actually, he's on the outside. And the guy very gently said, well, where do you want him to be? And I said, I want him on the inside. And right then and there, in a room full of people all drinking tea and eating cake, I prayed a quiet prayer in my heart. And at that point, if you like, Jesus came and pitched his tent on the back lawn of my heart. And I want to say to you, he can do that for you too, if you'll let him. Now, of course, you may need more information. If so, we'd love to give you one of these little booklets that we've got about Christmas. This is a particularly good one, The Real Christmas. I can give you one of these on the way out. You can just take it from the table. You might have some questions and difficulties. Why don't you talk to the friend who invited you here this evening? I can guarantee you they would love to hear what you've thought of this evening. And not just whether you like the carols or whether you like the lights or whatever. They would love to know what you thought about the whole Christmas thing and this idea of Jesus putting his tent up on your back lawn. They'd love to talk about that with you. I wanted to ask them about it afterwards with your mince pies and coffee. You might be interested in a course we're doing called The World We All Want. There are little leaflets given out on the way in. There's details there. It's a great course. It's a chance to think about some of these issues in a group where no question is ruled out and where there's a very inclusive atmosphere. Or you might want, this very evening, to pray to let Jesus in. If you'd like to do that, come and talk to me afterwards and I can explain a little bit more how to do that. Let's just think for a moment about that idea. Of Jesus Christ, the maker of the universe, coming to pitch his tent in your life. And think for a moment, in a few moments, just of silence about what that could mean for you. And you might even want to say, just in the silence, Lord, I'm not quite ready to make a commitment yet, but I'd like to come a bit closer to you. Will you help me, please? Let me give you just a few moments, and then I'll pray. How we praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, for coming and dwelling among us. And we praise you that you didn't just come once, but you want to come into all of our hearts and to rule our lives with your love. Help us, Lord, to respond to you. Help us to open ourselves to you. Help us to know you better and better for your name's sake. Amen.